When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
True crime, unsolved cases, strange disappearances. Join me as we travel through the timeline of some of the darkest acts in human history. I'm your host, Kevin Eustace, and welcome to the third season of The Deadly Countdown. Welcome back to The Deadly Countdown, Season 3, Episode 4. And today, we take a look at one of the most thought-provoking and unbelievable cases of the last 20 years.
I heard her scream once, and there was more screaming, but not like the kind in a horror film, just like a startled scream. And she asked, who was it that was in the bedroom? She called out to my name about 3 or 4 times. And at that point, I wanted to go help her so bad, but I was so afraid to get up. It's like my body wouldn't move. And then everything just went quiet.
What you've just heard there is the voice of Gypsy Rose Blanchard describing the night her mother was stabbed to death. Now, from what you've heard there, it sounds like she was in hiding when a murderer got into the house, stabbed her mother, and she tried to remain quiet as if not to be seen. That's what you would assume if you didn't know the case. But as we're about to hear, that is so far removed from the truth, it's unreal. Welcome back to Episode 4. I'm your host, Kev Eustace, and together we're going to take a look at the case of Gypsy Rose Blanchard. And genuinely, it's one of those cases where when I took a look at it, I was gobsmacked. I was gobsmacked by the way her mother, the victim in the entire case, the person who was murdered, how she dealt with her daughter from birth. It's not just a case of physical and mental abuse we're dealing with here. It's something downright devious is what it is. I know we're speaking of someone who was murdered, but when you hear the story, when you hear what took place, well, you'll have the information to make up your own mind. Let's put it that way. But before we take that dive into today's episode, I want to say a quick thank you to our wonderful team over at Patreon. When you sign up to our team at Patreon, not only will you receive these episodes before everyone else and ad-free, but you can also gain access to our Patreon-only bi-weekly podcast, Cold Case. Cold Case, well, it does what it says on the tin. We take a look at some of the most interesting and mysterious unsolved cases throughout history. And we're already starting to build a bit of a back catalogue there. We already have covered the likes of the D.B. Cooper case, the death of Natalie Wood, the Black Dahlia murder, and this coming Sunday, we're going to take a look at Tokyo's Goldilocks murders. Nicknamed so because an individual broke into a house, murdered the entire family, and then spend some time there, sleeping, using the facilities, watching TV, surfing the internet. Basically, an evil Goldilocks, if you will. And despite leaving a mountain of DNA and evidence, they've never been caught. But besides the early ad-free releases and the cold case episodes, it's the community itself. We're building a team of like-minded true crime enthusiasts over on Patreon. And we'd love to extend an exclusive invitation just for you. Simply head over to patreon.com/thedeadlycountdown. Just like the following wonderful new team members have. Rhonda Nunes, Anime Diz, Diane T, Roger, Julieta B, Soraya, Anne-Marie, Taylor, Jeremy S, and Tomas. Thank you for supporting the show, guys. It genuinely means the world to me. And I hope you enjoy all the early ad-free releases along with those cold case episodes. But right now, for one Gypsy Rose Blanchard, Daughter of Despair, let's start the clock. So let's begin our deep dive into the chilling saga of Gypsy Rose Blanchard, a case that captured the nation's attention and shocked even the most seasoned crime experts. It's a tale of deception, abuse, and ultimately murder. It's a case that forces us to question everything that we know and believe about caretakers, victims, good versus bad. It's basically like somebody's taken all of the pieces of a chessboard, thrown them up in the air, and given them different rules. This case is like no other. Gypsy Rose Blanchard was born in 1991, in Louisiana to Dee Dee Blanchard and Rod Blanchard. From an early age, Gypsy was subjected to her mother Dee Dee's overbearing and controlling behaviour. Dee Dee would claim Gypsy had a host of medical conditions: leukemia, muscular dystrophy, epilepsy, and many more. As a result, Gypsy was confined to a wheelchair. She had numerous surgeries and ended up even being fed through a feeding tube. But here's the thing. Gypsy wasn't sick. And it wasn't a misdiagnosis. It was a calculated deception. You see, her mother, Dee Dee, suffered from something known as Munchausen syndrome by proxy, where a caregiver induces or fakes illness in someone under their care so that they, the caregiver, can gain sympathy and attention. And in turn, Gypsy's life became a horrifying medical puppet show. I mean, we all remember being a kid, right? You've got one job, and it's playing outside, scraping your knees, going on your bicycle, maybe playing knock and run with your friends. But for Gypsy, childhood was a series of doctor's visits and medical interventions that she didn't even need. Medical tests would show normal results. So Dee Dee, her mum, would go to different doctors until she would find one that would believe her version of events. And this relentless pursuit of a medical diagnosis that suits her, it's classic for Munchausen syndrome by proxy. Munchausen by proxy is a complex and very disturbing illness. Experts theorise that it's rooted in a deep need for control, a warped desire for attention. Dee Dee craved the role of the selfless, sacrificing mother, and she created a sympathetic narrative. She got donations, gifts, trips were given to her from charities, but in doing so, she systematically robbed Gypsy of her health, her childhood, her whole identity. Dee Dee saw Gypsy as a cross between an extension of herself and a tool. She manipulated her daughter's body and their joint reality to perpetuate an image of the devoted caregiver. You know, there's something particularly eerie about somebody that can walk into a room and convince everyone that a perfectly healthy kid is at death's door. Well, Dee Dee Blanchard was that kind of eerie. I mean, picture it. Your body's getting poked, prodded, operated on. None of it's to heal you, but to fulfill your mum's twisted fantasy. Gypsy was forbidden from socialising, forbidden from going to school. She lived in enforced isolation. Dee Dee would control every aspect of her life, even telling doctors that Gypsy had the mental capacity of a child. Yet, trapped as she was, Gypsy would find ways to rebel. You see, as Gypsy grew older, she began to see through the veil of her mother's lies. She could walk. She wasn't sick. Not as sick as she was led to believe. She yearned for independence. And this realization brewed a storm of resentment and desperation within Gypsy. Now, the one place that Dee Dee didn't seem to realise could be an escape route for Gypsy, even mentally, was the internet. And the significant turning point in Gypsy's life would occur when she ventured into the world of online dating. Here, she met Nicholas Gojohn, a man from Big Bend, Wisconsin. Their virtual meeting was not just a fleeting online connection, but the start of a deep and intense relationship. One that would ultimately lead to the demise of Dee Dee. As their relationship developed, Gypsy found in Nicholas someone that she believed she could trust completely. And despite their physical distance between them, their bond grew stronger. There were countless messages, video calls. And it was through these digital interactions that Gypsy began to reveal the hidden truth about her life. She confided in Nicholas about her actual health condition, expressing not only could she walk, but the years of medical abuse imposed on her by her mother, Dee Dee. Think about it. Gypsy's whole life had been a big stage for Dee Dee's script. Meeting Nicholas? Well, that was Gypsy finding someone who could read between the lines, see beyond the act. As Gypsy confided her horrific reality to Nick, he, in turn, became both sympathetic and protective. But was this love, or something more sinister? You see, Nick himself had a history of mental illness, and their relationship was built on a foundation of mutual isolation and trauma. Both Gypsy and Nick craved connection, craved a way out of their bleak reality. Gypsy likely saw Nick as a rescuer, whilst Nick may have viewed himself as a protector. Now, we need to be careful to not romanticise their bond, as these online relationships can very quickly become manipulative and unhealthy, especially when you take into account how and where they begin. In this case, it's a tragic recipe, a desperate victim and a potentially unstable saviour. A plan fuelled by equal parts feelings of what they believe is love and what they know is vengeance. This isn't a fairy tale, and the ending won't bring any comfort. Gypsy and Nicholas began to plan meticulously. They discussed various methods and scenarios, calculating every move to ensure they could be together without any interference. But their plan ended up being chillingly simple. Nicholas would travel to Missouri under the guise of meeting Gypsy as a visiting boyfriend. Once there, late at night, whilst Dee Dee slept, he would carry out the act that Gypsy felt was her only route to freedom. You can only imagine how heavy this decision must have weighed on Gypsy. Here's a girl who's never been allowed to make any choices about her own body. Not her meals, not even her friends. And now she's plotting the ultimate choice. Life or death. And Nicholas, the saviour from afar, stepping into a role like something out of a horror film. Now, for me, listening to her voice at the start of the show, Gypsy was never 100% about this option. Mind you, who would be? Who would ever be 100% sure their parent needs to die? Even worse, their parent needs to be murdered following a plan of their own making. On the other hand, you could very easily argue, what sort of parent would put their own child through what Gypsy went through?
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Their plan was executed with cold, calculated precision. In June 2015, Nicholas Gojohn travelled to Springfield, Missouri. He stayed in a nearby motel, waiting for the right moment. Gypsy, under the pretense of sleeping, waited until her mother was in deep slumber, before creeping to the front door and allowing Nicholas into the house. Nicholas was armed with a knife. And, of course, the plan that had been rehearsed over and over again. Nicholas walked on and entered Dee Dee's bedroom. Gypsy headed for the bathroom and she covered her ears. As the man she'd brought into her life to save her carried out the agreed act that would forever change their destinies. This is the moment the clock strikes midnight and everything changes. Dee Dee's reign of control ends in the most brutal way possible. Dee Dee was brutally stabbed to death in her own bed. And for Gypsy, it was a twisted kind of freedom. After the harrowing night of Dee Dee's murder, Gypsy Rose and Nicholas believed they could finally start anew. They hastily packed up, taking with them not just the physical belongings, but a heavy load of secrets and hope. With the deed done and behind them, they fled to Wisconsin, thinking they'd successfully escaped their past and the grim shadows of that small house in Missouri. The couple arrived in Wisconsin exhausted but filled with that twisted sense of relief. They stayed with Nicholas's family, attempting to blend into an everyday normality that Gypsy had never known. They envisioned a future together, free from the lies and medical abuse that had characterized Gypsy's entire life. However, their plan to hide away quietly and unnoticed was flawed from the start. You see, in the digital age, disappearing is not as easy as it once may have been. Every move we make can be traced. Every decision tracked. And for Gypsy and Nicholas, thinking they could just slip away was literally a mistake. You see, back in Springfield, the sudden and mysterious disappearance of both Dee Dee Blanchard and her poor wheelchair-bound daughter raised immediate alarms. And Gypsy and Nicholas underestimated just how quickly the wheels of justice would start turning when something like this is noticed, reported, and handed over to the authorities. It was friends and neighbours who were initially concerned for their safety that raised the alarm. Law enforcement were notified to perform a welfare check, and on doing so, they discovered Dee Dee's body, and the police launched a full-scale investigation. It was these digital traces left by Gypsy and Nicholas that were pivotal to the investigation. Text messages, social media posts, bus tickets all painted a vivid trail which led directly to them. Additionally, the couple had also shared details with friends online, not only about their relationship, but they also hinted at plans to be together under suspicious circumstances. Imagine that. Every text you send, every ticket you buy, turns into a breadcrumb leading the cops right to your door. It's like something out of a crime thriller, only real life doesn't have neat plot twists for you to get out. It just has consequences. But this is real life, not just for Gypsy and Nicholas, for every last one of us. Anyone listening to this show right now is probably doing so on a mobile device. Every text you send from that device is stored somewhere. The authorities can get to those messages. WhatsApp, etc., may claim to be encrypted. But if the authorities want to get information from your digital devices, they can and will. So it didn't take long for law enforcement to connect the dots. Within days, the police had traced Gypsy and Nicholas to Big Bend, Wisconsin. The pair were arrested, and the reality of their situation quickly set in. Under questioning, the layers of deception began to unravel. Gypsy very quickly confessed to her role in the planning and execution of her mother's murder, but she also revealed the extent of the manipulation and abuse she'd suffered under Dee Dee's care. As the investigation deepened and medical records and testimonies from doctors provided clear evidence that Gypsy had been subjected to unnecessary medical treatments and procedures for years as part of Dee Dee's deception, this abuse was characterized as Munchausen syndrome by proxy, earlier explained as a disorder where a caregiver fabricates or induces an illness in someone else under their care in order for them, the caregiver, to gain attention, sympathy, money, fame, even, on occasion, love. At the very heart of it all, it's the need of someone to feel important. It's the need to feel validated in their own existence. They want that adoration, they crave that praise they must never have received as a child. Munchausen by proxy syndrome on so many levels is such a terribly sad affliction. And here's where our story gets a bit complex, because we have Gypsy, once a helpless victim, now an accomplice to the murder of her own mother. And the public's perception? Well, it was a complex cocktail of shock, pity, and outrage, both for and against her. The poster child for illness turned killer. But was this an act of pure evil, or a distorted cry for help from a woman with no other way out? Well, that was the question that haunted everyone involved, from the courtroom, the jury, the public, the nation. We can all agree that the level of abuse suffered by Gypsy from her mother was abhorrent. And in reality, if still alive, Dee Dee should be the one behind bars. But at what point, if any, is it okay for the person being abused to become judge, jury, and literally executioner? You see, Gypsy's case forces us to confront the complexities of victimhood. While her actions were horrific, we cannot dismiss the years and years of psychological torture that she endured. Dee Dee stole her agency, her sanity. The question is, did Gypsy have enough free will to understand the consequences of her own actions? It's a question without an easy answer. The digital evidence would point to the fact it was a premeditated murder, but that does not exclude the fact it may also be the desperate final act of a deeply traumatized victim. In 2016, the legal proceedings against Gypsy Rose Blanchard came to a head. Facing the grim reality of her actions, coupled with the complexities of her past, Gypsy entered a plea of guilty to second-degree murder in the death of her mother, Dee Dee Blanchard. This plea was the culmination of months of legal deliberations and public speculation. The court was presented with a paradoxical image of Gypsy. One, a victim of severe psychological and physical abuse, who, in turn, had become a perpetrator of violence themselves. The defence painted a harrowing picture of her life under Dee Dee's control. A life filled with unnecessary medical procedures, severe restrictions on personal freedom, and psychological manipulation. The experts in the courtroom testified regarding the impact of Munchausen syndrome by proxy and the profound mental and emotional scars that it must have left on Gypsy. Now, let's take a moment here. Think about Gypsy's life. The layers of deceit that she lived under daily. Every day, a new lie, a new drug, a new doctor. Isn't that enough to make anyone lose touch with reality? So when she stood there in court, you've got to wonder, was she finally stepping into the real world, or just another twisted version of how she saw it? The prosecution, on the other hand, while acknowledging the unique and tragic circumstances of Gypsy's upbringing, emphasised the premeditated nature of the murder. They argued that while Gypsy had indeed suffered, the choice to murder her mother was calculated and involved another person, Nicholas Gojon, thus crossing a moral and legal line. After intense deliberations, the court sentenced Gypsy to 10 years in prison. A notably lenient sentence considering the usual penalties for second-degree murder. This decision took into account her lifetime of suffering and manipulation, her relatively passive role in the actual act of murder, and her willingness to accept responsibility for her actions by pleading guilty. Now, 10 years may sound like a lot, but in the grand scheme of things, for murder, a It's almost a blink of an eye. This decision really shows how the court grappled with the whole nature versus nurture debate. How much of Gypsy's action was her own, and how much was a direct result of being shaped by a lifetime of Dee Dee's lies. The sentencing sparked a broad spectrum of reactions. Some viewed it as a miscarriage of justice, far too lenient for the gravity of the crime. Others saw it as a compassionate acknowledgement of Gypsy's victimization, and a chance for her to rehabilitate and live the life that she was once denied. Gypsy's case also ignited discussions about the legal system's handling of individuals that commit crimes under duress or as a direct result of enduring long-term abuse. It highlighted the need for better protective measures for children and more nuanced approaches in the legal prosecution of abuse survivors who turn to violence. Gypsy was paroled only a few months ago, in December of last year. She served 8 of her 10 years. Reports differ on how she adjusted to life inside prison. Some say she had more freedom behind bars than she ever did at home, while others suggest the consequences of her actions took their toll. Either way, Gypsy has spent the last few months being the must-have on the interview circuit. Although, just last month, she deleted all of her social media accounts, seemingly disappearing digitally. Although, as we've learned, that's never truly possible. The Gypsy Rose Blanchard case stands as a profound testament to the complexities inherent in the criminal justice system, particularly when dealing with the intertwined identities of victim and perpetrator. This case pushes us to reconsider traditional notions of guilt, victimhood, and justice, challenging our binary perceptions of right and wrong. It forces us to ask, can a person be both a victim and a perpetrator? Is it possible to commit a crime so heinous and yet be considered, in some respect, innocent? This case also exposes the limitations of the legal system in dealing with cases of complex emotional and psychological abuse. The nuances of Gypsy's case, her induced dependency, her indoctrinated fear, and her distorted perception of escape, challenge the black and white nature of law. And this is where the rubber meets the road in the justice system. You see, it's easy to judge a crime as black and white, but throw in years of emotional and medical manipulation, and those lines start to blur. What's justice for someone who's known nothing but manipulation and control? Moreover, the Blanchard case stirs a broader conversation about how we, as a society, define and perceive illness, disability, and abuse. It compels us to look deeper into the dynamics of an outwardly loving relationship and the potential for hidden abuse under the guise of care and love. Not just Munchausen by proxy syndrome. How many people are going through relationships where, under the guise of care and love, they are subtly being manipulated, even abused? And some, like Gypsy initially, will be thinking it's for their own good. And that concludes the chilling saga of Gypsy Rose Blanchard. A tale that doesn't just chill the bones, but also stirs the pot of our moral and ethical framework. A story that challenges us to think critically about the depths of manipulation and the scales of justice. It urges us to at least consider a more compassionate and nuanced approach to those who commit crimes under extraordinary circumstances. Thank you for joining me on this dive into one of the most complex cases of the last 2 decades. Remember, stay curious, stay thoughtful, and until next time, keep exploring the mysteries that surround us. The audio used at the beginning of the show is covered under fair use, and the link to that clip can be found in the show notes. For our Patreons, I look forward to speaking to you on Sunday for our look at the Goldilocks murders, and for everyone else, I'll speak to you next week for episode 5 of season 3 of The Deadly Countdown. But for now, for Gypsy Rose Blanchard, let's stop the clock.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.